The most critical years of a child's development occur between ages 0 and 5. That is the period where children's social and emotional growth can indicate future success. However, there are zip codes in the city of Buffalo where that development has shown to be lacking. As part of the Juneteenth festival over the weekend, Say Yes Buffalo partnered with youth leadership group Breaking Barriers to pass out this information to young families. Say Yes early childhood supervisor Danielle Galinsky says the ability to support young children has positive consequences.
Children are more successful in school. It increases their chance to graduate high school, college, get a, you know, professional job.
Galinsky says she has tracked areas of Buffalo's east and west sides, and the numbers show many kids are lacking in emotional and social development, which is leading to many of them failing in school. Breaking Barriers member and recent St. Joseph's graduate Jordan Jackson says working the festival is a great community outreach opportunity.
Our boys and girls are falling behind in schools at an earlier and earlier age, and most of the child's brain development occurs from when they're born up to age 5. So to help turn that around would most definitely be beneficial towards us.
He says this factors into a 2013 study on the reading comprehension levels of third graders. Those who could not read at their grade level were less likely to graduate high school. Those dropouts were also more likely to go to prison, reinforcing the school-to-prison trend. All of this contributes to the cycle of crime and poverty in certain Buffalo neighborhoods. Say Yes and Breaking Barriers are doing their part to help stem this tide. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.